Welcome to Nonprofit Nation. I'm your host, Amanda Pierce, and this is where we spotlight organizations and leaders shaping real impact in our community. Special thanks to our series mission partner at Sugar Hill Church, serving our community from their flagship campus in Sugar Hill and their brand new location in Peachtree Corners. Whether you're looking for connection, support, or a place that genuinely invests in people, Sugar Hill Church is making a difference across our region. Learn more at sugarhillchurch.com. Now let's begin. All right, and welcome back, folks, to Nonprofit Nation. I am your host, Amanda Pierce, excited to introduce our guest today. I am joined by Lisa Proctor, who is the president of the Peachtree Corners Business Association.
Thanks, Amanda. I'm excited to be here.
Special thanks to our mission partners for this series at Sugar Hill Church. With the main campus here in Sugar Hill, Georgia, check out their latest location in Peachtree Corners, The Corner Gathering. Visit thecornergathering.com to learn more about service times and ways that you can participate. So for our listeners who are unfamiliar with the association, give us the 30,000-foot view.
Absolutely. The Peachtree Corners Business Association was founded 14 years ago once the city of Peachtree Corners was approved by the voters. And one of the core things is not only are we a business networking group, we are a membership organization, but really what I think defines us the most is that we want to connect people, we want to engage people, and we want to be part of the community. And we define our community as basically Greater Metro Atlanta. We're not prohibited from any kinds of boundaries. We don't have to worry about what county we are in, what city we're in. Our group is to engage people and to really have impact and be intentional in everything that we do. And one of the five core principles of our mission is to practice what we preach. And what I mean by that is we give back to the community. Over the last 13 years, we've awarded over $184,000 to 60 nonprofit charities, wow, as well as awarded 20 scholarships. So we are very pleased with how we're able to do that, because that funding comes from our members, our sponsors, and our annual charity event. So it's really important to us to be able to practice what we preach and show that we're intentionally working to get to know our community.
You know, I've had the joy of participating in an array of events with you guys. And one of my favorite events is actually the one that you just mentioned at the end of the year. And you guys are really focused on making an impact, not only in your direct sphere, but also to ripple around. Now, you mentioned Greater Atlanta metro area, so that doesn't void anybody from inside the perimeter to coming and visiting you guys, too.
Absolutely.
How do you guys work in relationship with or at all with other associations?
Well, one of the things, and the PCBA has been a member of the Gwinnett Chamber for several years, and the reason we are is we recognize that we're not a chamber. We don't do economic development. We don't try and replicate programs that they have. We try and make sure that we're a value added. And so we work very closely and very intentionally with them to make sure that it's a reinforcement. And we realize that people, literally, if there are so many networking groups in the area, people could network from 7 a.m. till 11 p.m. and still never get anything done. But one of the things that is why I did it and why I wanted to be part of it is I don't like doing drive-by networking. And what I mean by that is I don't want to run around the room handing out business cards, having a lot of conversations that have no stickiness, no follow-through, no conversations, nothing. So I met a lot of people. And to me, that's a waste of time. I want it to be quality. I want to really make sure when I'm networking, if somebody says to me, hey, Lisa, do you know somebody who can do the plumbing? I can tell them, yes, I do, because I know those people in the community, and it doesn't matter the size of the business. Every business matters to us. So we're not looking at, it's very important to us that we don't segregate our group in a way that everybody feels welcome. Mm. I learned a long time ago, every person can have an impact in some way. Everybody's got their unique gifts. And if we don't allow those people to come in and be part of those gifts, shame on us.
I love that. You know, you really do breed that sense of community. And you mentioned the stickiness. Mm-hmm. I'll say that there are a lot of familiar faces when I go, mm-hmm. and I'm so delighted to have created relationships that have sustained over the years through your mm-hmm. association. Now, let's give our listeners a little bit of an idea of what types of mm-hmm. events you host. One of my favorites is the speaker series, where mm-hmm. you have all types of thought leaders come and mm-hmm. speak, whether it be individually or on a panel. Additionally, you have coffee and mm-hmm. connections. Tell mm-hmm. us a little bit more.
Yep. One of the things that we do, we will do, and I think one thing that's important for people to know about PCBA that you'll see very loud and clear, we are not paid employees. We are all volunteers, and we love what we do. And we are committed to do between 36 and 46 meetings this year. And with that, what we have is we have a monthly connecting over coffee. We're incredibly fortunate, and this tells us we must be doing something right in the community, because Firebirds, Woodfire Grill, opens their restaurant up to us. They host that event. They're not open for breakfast, but they sponsor that event for us. They go pick up our coffee and donuts. And it's the great thing is, because of our community event sponsors and our hosting sponsor, we're able to offer that event at no charge to our guests.
Wow.
And it doesn't matter if you're a member, it doesn't matter if you're a guest. All I ask, so we don't run out of donuts, is that if you register in advance, it really is a big help. And then we have a lunch series that we're really working on. We listen to our members, we listen to our feedback, and so we're going to have multiple types of lunch programs. We're going to have our lunch club that is going to be at a local restaurant where, if you're a member, it's free to register. If you're a guest, there is a registration fee. And everybody just pays for their own lunch. Mm. And it's a great way to, all those times you said, let's have lunch, but you never scheduled it.
Yeah.
It's a great way to get together with groups of people. It's open, it's networking and eating a great meal, and also getting to drive those relationships and those conversations. And then our third series is our business after hours. And we have a combination. We do speaker series. We do our signature events. We have two signature events a year. And then we have networking events. So we try and look at what are the times of day people want, what's important to them, what's going to be a topic that impacts the total organization, and what might really pinpoint just specific niches in the organization. And so there's a lot of thought that we put into selecting speakers, and we try, and we can't always do it, but we try and also pick speakers that we think that will hit to our membership core.
And also that are relative.
That I know, are very relative.
I think it was a few years back, and you mm-hmm. brought in Flock Technology.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was wondering, what the flock is going on? Exactly. I see all these cameras, and you were on the forefront of that, bringing mm-hmm. in leaders and panelists to talk about that AI curve within technology. So I love how you have your ear to the ground, mm-hmm. and you're kind of applying what is relevant to your mm-hmm. series as well. Going back to the give back, because this mm-hmm. is really a secret gem about your organization, and it's that you are so, so committed to giving back mm-hmm. to our community. So you just kind of glazed over it, and we won't give any dollar amounts outside of the $184,000 mm-hmm. that you've raised and given away to 60 nonprofits over the mm-hmm. years. You really take it seriously mm-hmm. in the organizations that you select mm-hmm. to give back, and every dollar counts.
Absolutely.
You know? So I have seen you present checks of a variety to all types of organizations. Mm-hmm. Where did that idea or where did that inception come from? Because you obviously have a servant's heart.
Yeah.
And I'd love to learn the story behind that give back.
Well, and I have to give credit to Mike McLaughlin. He was the first president of the PCBA. He was one of the founding members, and he was one of the ones who recruited me. And the reason I was willing to commit is he said, Lisa, the very thing we all know, there's so many organizations, but we want to be different, where we don't say we care about the community, we do. And that was something that was very, it's why I've done it for 14 years, because I started a membership and donated my time to actually automate all the processes, automate all the things so that we could continue to grow as an organization, so that when we actually have those dollars, because we're not paying them out to salaries, we have tremendous business leaders that are on our board and volunteers that help, and they donate their time in their skill sets. Whether they're a marketing person, whether they're a, you know, attorney, whether they're a banker, whether they're any of those things, each one of them is willing to volunteer their time and resources and their expertise so that we have dollars to support the community. And to me, the best part of it is I don't have to do it all. I just have to be a little piece of a powerful engine. And that's the part that I think has continued to be what's so important. So our members, one of the reasons we do the check presentations the way we do it is we want our members and our sponsors to know and get to meet the nonprofits, so they don't hear us say, yeah, we're getting this money, we gave money to charity, and they don't know it. Mm-hmm. We want them not only to know it, we want them to get to know the resources in the community that are available. And what I found is touched my heart the most, without sharing some confidential information where people have done, because of different groups that we've donated money, I found out that we literally have saved lives.
Wow.
And what I mean by that is we have supported things that might help people that are concerned about suicide. Mm. They're disappointed. They need wellness. They need all sorts of little things. But we don't have to know the whole story, because there's great nonprofits that can take care of those people. But we now have resources and connections that we can make sure we can not only give our money, but direct people in the right places. And that to me is the sense of community we bring, is we can't do everything. We all got 16-ounce glasses, and we all got 8 ounces. And I only want to work with people that see that as their glasses half full. And the great thing is all of us can have a full glass if we share with each other. And that is what really, like, when I sit there and say, because we're volunteer, we're all busy, we all have other things going on, but if we're intentional with our time and we surround ourselves with other intentional people, we can create a great community. And that's what matters.
The collective impact.
The collective impact.
I love what you said, and I'm squirreling around because I'm highly caffeinated, but you said being generous with your time, treasure, and talents. And I think that a lot of people really underestimate the power of being a servant leader and of donating your time, because it's enriching not only for the organization or the association that you're participating with, but you yourself as a person, or the volunteer, the servant, gets to grow and also gets to connect. I know you're a connector like me, so this is really a fun part of the conversation. If you were to guess, because, I don't know, how many members would you say are part of the association, just around?
Well, and we have two different ways we measure that. Mm-hmm. It's amazing to us when we look at how many companies there are and then how many people. And so when we say, I would say we've got probably about 225 companies, but we've got over 700 people, and that's part of what makes our membership so great, is our membership levels, we don't charge per person. We charge based on what is the ROI the business is trying to do. And so if a business says, Lisa, I want to bring five people. Mm-hmm. I want to engage. I need my salespeople to come. I want my HR person. I want different people to come to different things. We say, great, you're a member. And then so that representative becomes a member within that organization. Mm-hmm. So the more synergies that we can do, that's what builds the talent. Because when you're building talent, you find out these companies have amazing resources, each on their own. But if we're only talking to the CEO or the salesperson, we've missed out on all that other synergy.
Right.
And that's what I think has also helped us is people, and we encourage people to bring guests. We encourage people to do rather than keep it where, no, we can't. Mm. And so I think inclusive. That helps.
I love bringing guests. Mm-hmm. I love telling people, come. Not a lot of people are familiar with the mm-hmm. association, and I always find great value. So we talked about the give back, and you were referencing five core values. And mm-hmm. I think we only got past the first one. Share the others with
us. We have an environment that it's open to networking. It's to help businesses where they are. And what I mean by that is to make sure we have resources, to make sure we have events, to make sure we have intentional connections, to really be in the community. And I think that goes back to, it's why we participate in things like the annual festival. We participate in the Light Up the Corners. We really engage in all of those things, but we recognize that our members also are looking for maybe educational opportunities, maybe resource opportunities, maybe connectivity, different kinds of support. So it's taking the whole package and realizing different members want different things from us. And seeing where they are. And the nice thing is what we don't get into is we leave like what I call the politics at the door. And what I mean by that is we respect everybody's choices. We respect everybody's options. We encourage involvement, but we don't judge with it. We accept people for their uniqueness and their choices.
That's why I fit right in, because mm-hmm. of my uniqueness.
Absolutely. I've often been told I can sometimes be a little bit of a purple squirrel.
What's that mean?
What that is it's that unique. It's even a little bit beyond the unicorn.
Wow.
It means that you don't see too many of those purple squirrels. And sometimes you hope you don't get shot by the hunter, but at the same time, you're unique enough in who you are. And we love that. And that's the part that has kept me going and kept me excited about it, because we see that each person brings a different value.
Mm. Now, 14 years is a long run.
It's a long time.
So first of all, congratulations, because that's outstanding that you guys have been thriving and making such an impact, not only in Peachtree Corners, but beyond. So within those 14 years, I'm sure you've seen a lot of transformation within mm-hmm. the association. What has been one of your favorite parts of the evolution over the past 14 years?
I think that the fact that we've continued, we're nimble enough to be able to pivot to what the needs of the organization are, but we didn't lose the passion and the sense of commitment to the people in the community through that. Because we've seen the city has grown. What the city was 14 years ago and what it is today, it's changing. But we're nimble enough, we're open-minded enough that we can continue to grow and continue to learn from each other, and yet still keep that core foundation. And I think that when you build things on the right foundation and it's a solid foundation, you have the ability to leverage and pivot as you need to. And because we're big enough to have impact, but we're still small enough to be nimble.
The Peachtree Corners Business Association is a membership organization that focuses on innovative approaches, programs, shared resources, and community outreach. With opportunities for their members to develop business and professional connections, grow and prosper. The PCBA is made up of businesses of all sizes and all types who want to expand their reach and grow their business within the Peachtree Corners and Greater Metro Atlanta area. Thank you for joining us on this episode of Nonprofit Nation. I am your host, Amanda Pierce, and you can connect with me at amandapierce.com. Today's episode is powered by Sugar Hill Church, serving our region from Sugar Hill and their new Peachtree Corners location. Visit sugarhillchurch.com and experience the difference.